The Hong Kong training visa is a bit of an unusual animal in the annals of Hong Kong immigration statuses, in as much as the visa is kind of designed for all those employment situations that are typically temporary in nature and that involve things such as, by definition, training and also internships. Because not every employment these days is a cut-and-dried, full-time, 9-to-5, Monday-to-Friday type employment on an indefinite basis. So the training visa effectively anticipates that companies in Hong Kong and foreign nationals will occasionally find themselves in a situation where that company in Hong Kong wants to employ locally a foreign national for a limited time to either receive skills and training or to impart skills and training, with the intention at the end of that short period of time, usually for 6 months, no more maximum than 12 months in actual fact, but usually six, that once that period of training has completed, then the person receiving the training will leave and go back to his country and will take the benefit of that training with him or her, and will then use those skills in the country from whence they came. That's the essential philosophy behind the training visa, and particularly in terms of how it works for, say, internships. And there seems to be this kind of culture in Hong Kong that suggests that somehow a training visa is a sort of an alternate to a full employment visa that can be used strategically to get people working for companies in Hong Kong on a short-term basis, with the intention to use this as a kind of a stepping stone to a full employment visa subsequently. But it isn't often understood that the reality is that in making an application for a training visa, there has to be not only a detailed training plan, but there has to be something sensible in the story as to why this training is being given or why it's being received in Hong Kong, necessitating the grant of the visa in the first place. So it's difficult for me to fathom what's really happening in this question, to the extent that your new potential employer is in the process of availing you of the circumstances that could lead to a three-month training visa. And then essentially, you know, once you've had that 3 months training in Hong Kong, you're going to take it back to, in your case, Germany, but then suddenly come back to Hong Kong and not use the skills that you've received in Hong Kong during those 3 months in Germany, which is the essential rationale for the grant, or would be the rationale for the grant of the visa in the first place. So I'm looking at askance at this question from the perspective of you possibly not really understanding how the training visa works. So just to deal with part A of your question, will it reflect badly on his firm's chances of being granted work visas in the future? Well, the short answer is yes, because if you know there's a strategic yet cynical misuse of the training visa process to avail a short period of stay for you in this instance, but there's no good correlating reason for you being granted the training visa, then you know ostensibly this is going to lead to that employer potentially getting a negative prior record with the immigration department, in so much as there is no credibility behind the representations that were made in your application for this training visa, when it would appear that you're not coming just for training, you're coming for some other reasons, possibly just to get yourself on the ground here. So I have a few issues with part A of the question. Part B, it really ties to part A, and that is, you know, what do they mean by going back? Well, ostensibly, it's receive these skills training in Hong Kong and then take them back to, in your case, Germany, and use them in Germany in the context of the circumstances that you've disclosed to the Immigration Department as to leading to you asking for those training visa permissions in the first place. So yeah, as part of the application, you need to make an undertaking that you will leave Hong Kong, and going back is essentially going back and doing what you need to do. Now, you know, of course, people's circumstances change. It may be that you come to Hong Kong for training purposes, and during the currency of your time in Hong Kong, a new employment opportunity manifests itself. And in the context of that opportunity, you know, you've got very good skills that are not readily available here, and you've got qualifications to the master's degree level such that you would obviously want to take up that employment if that offer was extended to you. So just to sort of rebuild this scenario, you come to Hong Kong ostensibly for 3 months training with the intention of taking it back to Germany full time, not to come back to Hong Kong subsequently. But whilst you're here on the ground, a new opportunity manifests itself, and whilst you're undergoing training, you quite lawfully negotiate the possibility of an alternate employment that you're suitably qualified for and that there isn't anybody locally to do that job for, then it becomes possible to anticipate that at the end of your period of training, which I assume you would want to complete because of contractual commitments to your first employer, then you make an exit from Hong Kong in accordance with your training visa undertaking. Whilst you're in Germany, you make an application for an employment visa sponsored by this new employer, and in those circumstances, the Immigration Department would apply the approvability test to your situation. Arguably, they would agree because you seem to be quite qualified and you've got the necessary minimum experience for the purposes of approvability. And they wouldn't then give you too much of a hard time because of the fact that you've had a change in your circumstances, which has brought you back to Hong Kong now as an employment visa holder, notwithstanding the original intentions behind the grant of the training visa in the first place. So if you've got a set of circumstances that present themselves like that, then, you know, the Immigration Department will look at everything in the round and make the determination on the facts as you disclose to them at the point of making your application. So that deals with sort of part B. And then part C of your question is, well, you know, what's the minimum amount of money that's needed? Well, for all practical purposes, you know, you need to be getting essentially a living wage. And you need to be able to show that if you're not getting a living wage, that you've got sufficient resources in of yourself to be able to fully complete the 3 months of your time in Hong Kong, bearing in mind that you've intimated a $5,000 a month stipend for the purposes of your training. If your training contract calls for $5,000 a month as a stipend, that should be okay. As I say, as long as you've got personal resources to fund yourself during the rest of, during the 3 months to supplement the $5,000 that you're going to receive.